I think he's just really dedicated to his owner. He'd do anything for me if I asked him to do it.
And he also did really well in some of the other competitions.
Yeah, the Kelpie Dash, he won as well and got the quickest time, which is the sprint. And then he won the triathlon as well, which is the overall out of all three events.
Wow. So you took home a bit of prize money then from the weekend?
Yeah, a fair bit.
A big part of the muster is talking about how much working dogs are worth. Do you mind me asking, how much did you pay for him and how much would you consider selling him for, you know, looking at what people are willing to pay for a dog these days?
Yeah, I don't mind at all. We bought him for $600 as a puppy. He was from Quality Lines, but it was just a really nice lady that bred him out of her pet dogs that she absolutely adored. He's worth his weight in gold, and we would never, ever put a price on him because he's never going anywhere.
I was wondering about that because, you know, you're looking at $10,000 for some of these dogs. Obviously, a lot of training goes into them in the yards and out in the paddock as well, but you wouldn't consider it?
No, never. He's too fabulous and we just love him.
How do you know that it's a world record? Did someone tell you that or were you aiming for that?
They told us that. We knew what the record was from other years, but we weren't aiming for that or anything. We just wanted to enter him again. We were actually expecting him to not do as well as last year because obviously he won it last year. But we were thinking that he probably was going to flunk out, you know, because we don't expect anything from him. We just take him in and go, do whatever you want. If you want to do it, you can do it. If you don't, you don't. And they told us afterwards it was a record and we were happy with it, but we were still not expecting him to get that far.
So do you have anything of that height at home that you could even get him to try on?
We have fences because we live in a suburban property. Like, we have a backyard that has, you know, your regular backyard fence, but he's not interested. He wouldn't do it at home. He likes the crowd.
I'm so intrigued. You live in suburbia. Does he work as well, or he's actually like a pet dog?
He's actually a pet, so he doesn't work. We've taken him to herding training before, and he showed a lot of promise, but we just haven't had the time to take him. He comes up to my horses with me, plays around in the paddock because I had used horses because I'm obviously in the suburbs. But a lot of his time is spent in the backyard, hanging out with me, coming to the shop, sitting in the car. Just your everyday pet.
I've seen, I was reading something that, you know, was detailing the most common dog breeds in suburbia at the moment, and Kelpies were right up there. So why did you choose a Kelpie as a pet?
I chose a Kelpie because they're just so loyal, and I really wanted a dog that would encourage me to get out more. And he's just really like one of those dogs that if you don't walk him for a day, he's like, we need to go, come on. They're just loyal and they're friendly and they're happy. They're just the happiest dogs. You don't have problems with them. They just want to please.
I'm on a sheep farm. We've got three Kelpies. They would not be allowed anywhere near the house. Can you describe Bailey's life for me at your place?
Bailey's life is every night he comes inside and is freezing cold because he does not like the cold or the rain. He does like to chase possums out in the backyard, though, that we have to bring him in, otherwise he disturbs the neighbours because he likes to bark at them when they're up the tree. And then he comes inside, he has a bed on the floor in our room, and he will take himself up there to go to sleep even if we haven't come up. But his favourite thing to do is to sit on the bed and look out the window looking for possums.